Good morning, Lee.
And today we're talking about evacuated tubes and all their workings.
That's right. In recent years, we've seen the popularity of evacuated tubes die off a bit, mainly because of the cost and competition of heat pump hot water units and the lower solar feed-in tariffs, which don't really encourage people to dump their excess energy into their hot water cylinders as opposed to selling it to the grid for a lower value. The other thing that holds any hot water system back is all they can do is heat hot water. While there's nothing wrong with heat pump hot water units and using regular electric hot water cylinders as a cheap battery, in fact, Lee, we sell heat pump hot water systems and we do encourage timers to dump excess energy into hot water cylinders for our solar customers. There is something elegant about the simplicity and efficiency of how evacuated tubes work.
And Adrian, it all starts at the sun, doesn't it?
That's right, mate, the big bright glowing orb at the centre of our galaxy. As we've mentioned before, it expels energy in a variety of forms, but it's the long-wave infrared radiation that we're interested in today. Now, this is the important bit, because space is a cold place, and even though it has all this energy streaming through it, what do you think that is? Why do you think space doesn't warm up, or how does the energy even get to Earth? It's a vacuum, so it's a total absence of everything. So long-wave links of energy or radiation can pass straight through it. And so evacuated tubes also employ a vacuum. And that's where we get the name from, as they are an inner and outer round shell of glass that has all the air expelled from it or evacuated from it. Inside the inner tube, there is a thermal coating. And what happens, that long-wave radiation, it's come all the way from the sun, passes through the layers of glass and the vacuum in between them, hits the thermal coating where the energy is converted from long-wave to short-wave energy. And remember, Lee, we cannot create or destroy energy, we can only change its form. And that shortwave energy cannot pass back through the vacuum, or the vacuum section of the evacuated tube.
So basically it gets trapped, doesn't it?
It's trapped. It can't go anywhere but where we want it to go. So inside the evacuated tube, there is a copper heat pipe running down the length of the tube, and these can be filled with purified water, ethyl glycol. In fact, there's a few different methodologies used, but essentially they all do the same thing. They absorb that trapped heat in the glass tube and direct it into the manifold where it's transferred into the water, and then we pump it back down into the tank.
So this process is really efficient, isn't it?
That's right, mate. It is over 92% efficient, as in 92% of the energy captured by the tubes is directed into the water, with any thermal losses generally only taking place in the trip back to the tank and from the tank itself.
And it's super efficient at heating hot water, isn't it?
That's right, mate. As far as roof space goes, 30 tubes covers roughly around the same square meterage, just three solar photovoltaic panels, your normal solar panels, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we're really using the most modern, efficient solar panels you can get, that only really equates to about 1,200 watts of energy harvesting capacity in ideal conditions, where 30 tubes can harvest around 3,000 watts of energy. And so that's around 300% better than solar panels. But that's heat energy, and that's all we can use it for. And that is heating hot water, which I suppose you could use it for space heating and other bits and pieces.
Yep.
But that's pretty expensive. Another feature that increases the efficiency is the tubes are round, so they always have a similar surface area pointing towards the sun from morning through to afternoon.
So basically it's passively tracking the sun, isn't it?
That's right, mate. Yeah, but operation is so simple. We have a basic sensor in the manifold and another in the bottom of the tank, and it just sends data to a controller. And when it sees a 7 degrees Celsius difference between the bottom of the tank and the water on the rooftop manifold, it just engages a tiny pump, transfers that energy into the tank. When the bottom of the tank has reached our desired temperature, or there is no more energy to be had in the manifold, the pump just stops. And those pumps only use like 20 watts, virtually nothing. Ideally, though, the manifold should be facing north and have a little bit of tilt on for good performance all year round.
See, good performance all round, which is great. What about the insulator tanks?
Okay, we can't. That won't work without an insulator tank. So with solar, we tend to use bigger tanks. We use evacuated tubes. So this is essentially a large lump of thermal mass we need to heat during the day. We need to store energy, enough energy to carry the household through the night as well until the sun comes back up. Also in that tank, you'll find another method of additional boosting, and that'll be either an electric element or it could be a gas boiler to make sure the house has plenty of hot water in case the weather closes in or you've just used a lot of hot water. These tanks are always mounted at ground level and usually outside where basically I think all tanks should be.
Now, Adrian, why do we like these so much?
Their simplicity and longevity. I have solar hot water units out in the field now in their 14th year, and they're still chugging away. If a tank fails, that's easy to replace. If a tube loses its vacuum, they're easy to replace. You're only talking like $70 to replace a tube. The whole system is largely set and forget for decades, with perhaps an anode change every 5 years or so. And apart from that, you know, that's about all the tank does.
You at DMS Energy do sell NeoPower range, don't you?
We do. We've sold that since day one. They have a huge 15-year warranty for the rooftop manifold and the tubes, plus a 10-year warranty on the tanks. Great bits of gear. We've actually got a working display in our showroom, Lee, and it's not even got the backup connected. So we run 365 days a year on sun energy only. So there you have it. That's why I get excited about evacuated tubes, Lee, as the science is simple and amazing. At the same time, it just works with minimal moving parts.
Adrian, where do we find you at DMS Energy?
So you can call in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or if that doesn't work for you, give us a bell on 1300 502 599 and we can come to you. But a lot of people actually go to our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, put in a quote request, and what they're after, we start communicating, organise a time, and we'll come to you and help you out.
And you do, right across the northwest coast, including our friends in Circular Heads. You're everywhere. Adrian Luke from DMS Energy in Sheffield Road in Sprayton. You have a great day and a great week, and we'll do more Power Savers same time next week, mate.
Thanks.